Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. I don't know if I should apologize for this story or not. Yeah. Out of all of our years of Florida Man.
You should.
Oh, man. All right. Let's just do it. How do I say this? So, okay, you know the sea cows in Florida, right? The manatees?
Yes.
Well, apparently, when they start feeling like Nancy Mace's fiance before a prayer breakfast, they just lose all sense of reason. And they don't care who or what they're by. They're going to go to town. And so, a popular Florida manatee literally had sex with its manatee brother to death. That's the story. That's it. That's the story. Now, I don't even... This is so horrible. So it had a... manatee people... I can't even talk. They said that they're not too meticulous about who or what their partners are. They just... I mean, they're sea cows. Come on. But they said that it was the Hugh and Buff Buffett, the 38-year-old Hugh manatee... died unexpectedly at the Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium in Sarasota. And the injury was because Buffett, well, you know. And they said that they, Buffett tried to engage in mating behavior and tore a 14.5-centimeter long spot in the ventral wall of Hugh's colon. And the marine people, the aquarium people saw it, but they thought that it would actually... do more damage, I guess more damage than death, to try to stop them. And I was like, you couldn't just like get a broom and be like, knock it off. But they're manatees and they're like tons. They weigh tons. So I don't know. Anyway, that happened. I was going to ignore this story until the chat talked about it. So now here we are. That's how you get a Florida. That's your Florida man for today. The manatees. That one of them had sex with each other to death. There you go. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11. But did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another. And well, just look at their latest. The P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at Kel-Tec Weapons. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
Transgender people have been around for a long time, and they have rights, and they need to be respected. I read Ms. Scanlon's testimony. I wasn't here to hear it, and I think Penn didn't deal with your situation like they could have and should have, and putting up some type of different barriers in the women's area of the locker room. But that's another issue. But things should be dealt with in a different way. This is an easy way for people to try to get points. Pick on a minority group that is the most minority and least understood in our country.
So this is Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee in Congress. And this was at the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government hearing on families who were being coerced and, you know, blackmailed about putting their kids through all this gender transition stuff. Gender transition. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, bottom of this second hour. So Cohen says, yeah, we need some type of barrier in women's locker room. My first thought was, yeah, it's called a men's locker room. Yeah. You mean like a wall and then another wall and then another wall and then another wall with a door in it? It's called a men's locker room. But he inadvertently says, yeah, we need some type of barriers. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't mean to take the L, but he did. I mean, that's... He admits that so they don't have to be in the same area as the dudes who are pretending to be women. Now, by the way, during this same argument in the hearing, this was earlier today. Can we get the Chip Roy audio? Because I'd like for this to be my ringtone. Because part of this was they had athletes who were also on the swim team with Leah Thomas talking about how they were, you know, forced and they had to take these basically behavioral brainwashing classes to try to make them feel more comfortable changing with a dude and swimming and being naked by a dude in a locker room, you know, who's pretending to be a woman. This is Chip Roy on the floor of the House. Listen.
And I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying that Leah Thomas is a dude, and I'll say it here, and I'll say it on social media, and I'll say it on the streets, and if they dare try to stop me, that's what the First Amendment is all about. And we're going to stand up and defend that. And we're going to stand up and defend normalcy.
And women. And defend women as well. I mean, the fact that you had, you know, Democrats who were forced to kind of acknowledge, well, not kind of, they were forced to acknowledge, yeah, this is what's happening. Yeah, maybe they should have a partition. It's called a whole other locker room. Whole other locker room. That's, I felt so bad for some of these women who were testifying to all of this, to hearing what they had to go through, hearing what some of these kids went through. That's not informed consent. It is shocking. Audio Sunbite 18. This is one of the female athletes. She responds to Cohen's remarks about the barriers in the locker room. Listen to this.
Ms. Scanlon, we just heard my Democrat colleague, Mr. Cohen, say that your circumstance could have been fully resolved if we'd have just had some barriers up in the women's showers. Do you think that that's a sufficient way to resolve what we're dealing with here?
I think by Representative Cohen admitting that we need barriers acknowledges there are biological differences between men and women. And by acknowledging that we need to have private spaces that are separate from each other, why can't we just use the locker rooms that we've always used, the men's and the women's? If you're acknowledging that we need protection and privacy from these men, then you're acknowledging that the locker rooms we've always used are the correct ones.
Boom. Boom. She said it perfectly. By the way, I love Gates's grin because he's like, I'm going to totally ask you a rhetorical question and you know the answer to it. But really, I'm just kicking Cohen in the jimmies. So here's the question. She made a great point. Why not just use the locker rooms that you always... Can you believe... Listen to this. Everything is semantics. It's semantic Olympics. Well, how about some barriers? Like a wall in the locker room? And a door?
Separate room?
Folks, do you believe in our founders' vision for America? That our republic will only survive if we are an educated and informed people who know our rights and duties? Since 1844, Hillsdale College has sought to educate all who wish to learn about these timeless principles of self-government. For more than 50 years, the college has worked to spread that mission by sending Imprimis, their Digest of Liberty, to millions of Americans, including me. Imprimis features some of the best speeches given at Hillsdale events, and now an audio version of the popular Speech Digest is available in a new podcast of the same name. And like the printed publication, Imprimis the podcast is always free. You can hear the best arguments from speakers such as Christopher Rufo, Mark Stein, and Hillsdale College President Larry P. Arn, among many others, all read by Hillsdale students. Visit DanaForHillsdale.com to subscribe today and start listening to Imprimis today, all for free. To listen, visit DanaForHillsdale.com. That's DanaForHillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Payne says that you don't just fall out of a hot air balloon. This is true. This was in Connecticut. An event volunteer was injured because they fell out of a hot air balloon on Sunday night. This is a Guilford Police Department. They said that they responded to the balloon glow and laser show and at the fairgrounds, and someone fell from a hot air balloon. It was a 69-year-old man. He was helping passengers on and off when apparently the balloon began to rise and he was hanging onto the exterior of the balloon's basket. And he was about 10 to 15 feet off the ground. I'm thinking he's like all the way in the air. But still, like how... You let go of it, wouldn't you? Like if you're hanging on the exterior and it's... Why would you still hang on? Let go. Why would you be hanging on to it? I don't understand why. Okay, well, there you go. A Boston man is accused of attacking a woman for not saying good morning. People are sensitive. Dorchester man, he was charged. He punched a woman 7 times in the head during an attack. He's going to face some serious charges. after he was charged with attacking this 59-year-old woman who he accuses of not saying good morning to him. Suffolk County District Attorney said in a news release, 33-year-old Ian Atkinson. So he was charged. I mean, she had a fractured nose, all of this. And then he began, driving away. They didn't catch him, so he's going to be going to jail. Just the question is how long. Melted crayon art from ABC 15. Got a $500 charity donation. Why didn't I think of this? Doing melted crayon art. It's actually kind of cool. You just put your crayons out in the sun. You got to be in Arizona or Texas, or something like that to make that happen. New York City crane. Did you guys see this? It was sparked by a hydraulic fluid leak. Dozens of New Yorkers were injured when molten debris began raining down over Hudson Yards. There's video of this thing, too. It is wild. It was between 41st Street and 10th Avenue, right there. And that's near Midtown, isn't it? Just collapsed. It was building this residential skyscraper. Just collapsed. With all of the discussion about Bronny James, LeBron James's son, and, the scary, scary story. He has a cardiac event and he's in the hospital and, all of this stuff. And I mean, it's devastating because he's going to play ball. And is he going to still be able to go on schedule? I mean, how is this, how does this something like this work? But Elon Musk, he got a lot of pushback yesterday. All he said, and he retweeted the story about Bronny James and, how he was in the hospital. And he had said, quote, "We cannot ascribe everything to the vaccine, but by the same token, we cannot ascribe nothing." He said myocarditis is a known side effect. The only question is whether it's rare or common. And everyone's like, oh, I can't believe that you're saying that this is related. He's not saying that it's related or unrelated. The Hill came out with a piece. Elon Musk came under heavy criticism after he tweeted about a possible connection between the vaccine and the cardiac arrest suffered on Tuesday by Bronny James. He merely asked a question. That's literally what he did. I just read it to you. So where does this renewed appreciation for privacy come from related to the vaccine or the shot? Because it's not a vaccine. Here's why. I ask. I had, I guess it's 21, after the lockdown, and things kind of started opening up again, but there were a lot of caveats, a lot of rules and restrictions. And I had people who wanted to meet in New York and some, business that kept coming up and, wasn't able, people wanted to do it in person and not over Zoom. Problem is I wouldn't have been able to go anywhere in New York because I did not get the shot, and my family didn't get it either, and we ended up actually contracting the virus. We ended up just getting it naturally, and we have we believe in science, thus we believe in natural immunity. But I wouldn't have been able to go anywhere because you had to not only have had the shot, but then you had to have all the follow-up shots, and then you had to register with the city, and then you had to have literally your COVID vax, your shot card showing all of the shots that you got and when that you were up to date, because it wasn't good enough for you to have just one singular shot, a shot and shot. You had to have all of them, or you were you were considered under vaccinated. Yes. And you had to show that to get in. If you wanted to go to a damn Bennigan's, you had to show your vax card. If you wanted to go to McDonald's in New York City, you had to show your vax card. And they put out a thing that was the rule. You couldn't go to restaurants, museums, anywhere without having it. So I kept having to turn down all of these meetings. I turned down a bunch of TV. I turned down lots of meetings with people because I'm like, I'm not getting it just for this. No, you can come to Dallas, but hell if I go up there, not going to happen. And I'm not going to sit here and inject myself with something just so I can go up there and meet you. You might be nice, but ain't nobody that important. And so I didn't do it. I mean, people were demanding to know whether or not you had it. They were demanding your entire health history. If you went to anywhere, you went to a doctor's office, you went to the dentist, if you had to go to the damn dermatologist, everywhere you went, you had to fill out. Did any of y'all ever have to fill out a form like under penalty of perjury, like some BS stupid legalese, scare tactics? I'm telling the truth. I don't know anybody that has it. Shut up. No, they were demanding to know everything about you. People lost their jobs if they didn't get this. They lost their jobs. They lost their livelihoods. Friendships were ended. Families were forever divided. Because it was used as a measure of complicity. How? It was a measure of subjugation. How much of a team player are you? That's how it was presented. How much of a team player are you? Do you care about other people's health? Because an injection that actually didn't transfer immunity was being used as the standard of measure to determine whether or not you actually cared for the lives of other people, which is the wildest thing I've ever seen. So the same people who demanded that everybody present these cards just to go to restaurants and did all this, suddenly, wow, they don't want to talk about the shots anymore. I mean, they went from demanding to know your history to how dare you talk about someone's private health history. Oh, hell no. You don't get to have both of these. You do not get to have both. That is not how this works. You got to pick a narrative. I don't know if you saw this. This is a really interesting conversation. I saw this video of Tucker talking to Ice Cube. Did y'all see that? That was a really interesting conversation because he didn't get it. And his family didn't get it. They didn't get the shot. And yeah, people were arrested over that, all that. He didn't get it. And people attacked him. They attacked him publicly because he didn't get it. And it's interesting because, you know, if you, as the point was made, you know, if you stand for principle and you stand against something, you know, it's kind of considered, you know, pretty self-sacrificial and heroic. And that is not at all how he was treated. Now, the reason people were talking about this with regards to Bronny James is because LeBron James had gone out and said that he had gotten the shot. Now, nobody's saying definitively one way or the other. But at the same time, while I understand that athletes in particular, especially high-level, top-tier athletes, that, you know, they have to, you know, monitor their health and there's all this stuff that goes into it, I also believe, too, that this is... I feel like they're trying to mainstream this as like a common event, and it's not a common event. There's no reason why perfectly healthy people need to be having these issues. And I am absolutely not going to refuse or decline to talk about it in connection with, you know, these mandated shots that everyone lost their damn minds about, and now they don't want to have a conversation about them. After demanding that you provide your entire health history just to go into a CVS, now you can't talk about it anymore? Oh, hell no. We're not doing that. Not at all. That's abusive. And you shouldn't stand for it either. So I'm glad that he asked it. He asked a question and everyone lost their minds. Well, continue losing them because there's more questions where that came from.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.